Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
This is an hour where God is releasing prophetic calling, swords, mantles, and kingdom assignments on women. It is amazing. Even in nations where women have been really, really oppressed, even in the secular world, women are being released to get their driver's licenses and to have different privileges that they never had before because God is releasing something big out of the heavens. And this is your hour as a woman to rise up in what God is pouring out. So this whole program is about you arising to the calling that God has for you. And with me, I have a special guest today. Exciting to have you with us, Michelle. Dr. Michelle Burkett, who is the director of our Women in Ministry Network. And you are seeing women raised up all over. But the Lord has spoken to you, actually, about what he's doing for women in this hour, and that he has a great assignment, a great mandate, and a word of hope for them. So why don't you share with us what that word is?
Yes. There's been a mentality and a reality of an oppression against women, of a pressing down of women who have all these things bumping around inside of them that are from the Lord, but there hasn't been opportunity for that expression. And I am hearing where it's time to come out of that framework of identifying with that season and to truly step into this new season where God is calling forth the women to take those positions on the top of every mountain of influence and to own it.
I love that. And I think it's really important what you said too, is because a lot of times, especially if you've been through a difficult time, and many of you women have, that it's easy to identify with the difficulty in that season. Before long, that's all you're seeing,
right,
is the difficulty.
Right.
But when you're coming into a new season, you got to let those things go and you have to move on.
That's right. It's a new day and God is doing a new thing in this new day. And if we continue to live and operate out of what has been, we're not going to have that fresh flow that God's wanting to flow through us as women.
On. Now, you have a doctorate in Christian counseling, and so you've worked with many people over many years, seeing identity issues within their life where they have been improperly aligned. And what have you seen a lot in women, especially to do with their calling? What has helped them back the most?
Them not believing in it.
Right.
Not knowing that who they are is truly called, that it's correct and right, that as women they are called, because there has been a culture of that it's not all right.
Yeah.
That maybe something's a little wrong with you as a woman if you've got a mantle on your life for ministry.
Right.
And to come back into alignment with the heart of God for his daughters is really powerful.
Yeah, and it's so necessary. I think that many of you that are watching, you can identify with that word. And you know, most of the time, you didn't come to that conclusion on your own. You had some help from your friends, right? Sometimes you have help from even your natural parents who, when you're growing up, they're telling you, you can't do this or you can't do that, or you're not this or you're not that. Or you share a dream maybe in school with your teacher and the teacher tells you, oh, that's way beyond where you are capable of, or even pastoral leadership or spiritual leadership within your life has said, no, you can't do that. And so you throw your dreams away, identifying with what people have spoken over you or what the enemy's lies have been directly into your mind rather than what the word says. And the word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I believe right now, even dreams are being rekindled within your heart and surfacing. It's awesome. Well, we want to feature this book, right, Michelle? It's Arise.
It's a wonderful book.
It is an awesome book. And if you're a woman or a man, you need to get this book because it is written primarily by Larry Sparks, but he asked me to contribute in it, so I've contributed to this book. Larry Sparks is the publisher for Destiny Image, and has worked with a lot of authors and has actually championed women in their ministries. And so this book is amazing because he has given specific insight and vision that he received from the Lord regarding a prophetic call to women to receive swords that can dismantle the enemy and to receive mantles, which is anointing and callings, and specific kingdom assignments. And when you read this book, it's going to get all over you because it's prophetic and it'll just go inside. That's the nature of the prophetic. It's creative. So it will actually create a platform for your calling within you. And I just love this book. And also I want to introduce you to the teaching. Him and I did a four session course that you can also get that goes along with this book, and it'll help you tremendously. Because many women, right, Michelle, especially depending on what denominational background they belong to, many Christian women are so oppressed and kept from their calling.
It's true. And, you know, the very nature of how a woman is created is to give birth, right? So there's the birthing that we do in the natural, but there's also the birthing in the spirit.
Yeah.
And women are created knowing how to stand in that and in the carrying of what is inside of them and to release that, then making it manifest in the earth. And that's a huge call for who a woman is.
Right. That's such a good scenario because women who are unable to conceive or to give birth live with a frustration, you know, and it's painful. And it's the same with your calling. You're prepared to give birth to the kingdom, to manifestations of the kingdom. And if you're unable to, there is this frustration growing on the inside of you. And we just want to address that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We just break the power of that oppression that's been upon you, the lack of fruitfulness that you've been feeling, the frustration of not seeing your calling come forth. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we just break that off of you and we decree over you that this is a new day for you. And I do see, you know, a sword being given to you, a mantle falling on you, and kingdom assignments being given to you. So just lay hold of that in Jesus' name. Just say yes to God and it'll start to be activated. You know, the kingdom of God is voice activated. So as we're sharing right now, those commands are bringing forth miracle shifts within your life. I wanted to, Michelle, share the vision that I had that God gave me concerning women. And I received this in 2014, actually. Okay. But I delivered it in 2015. And it's based on Psalm 68:11. The Lord gives the command, the women who proclaim the glad tidings are a great host. So I had two words that were delivered in 2015. The first one was a vision that I received in 2014 that I delivered in 2015. But it was a wave coming up on the shores of mountains, seven mountains of influence, such as the church mountain, the government mountain, the business mountain, the media, arts and entertainment, education. And waves were coming up upon these mountains. And all of a sudden, the waves turned into women and they were forming beachheads on the mountains. And God was showing me that he was going to use women to possess and occupy. I mean, men too, but he was going to raise up women to take those places. So that was the first word I had in 2015. Then on June 26, 2015, I was in Pittsburgh, And I was in a worship service, and all of a sudden I get a download and an assignment from the Lord saying, Patricia, I want you to begin a global women in ministry network, and I want you to redefine ministry, because a lot of people feel ministry is like someone standing behind a pulpit or a full-time missionary or mm-hmm. someone in a pastoral position. Right. But the word ministry actually means to serve, and that we as women are to serve in all kinds of different capacities. Mm-hmm. The fivefold ministry gifts, every single one of them is available to women. Every single one, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist, all of them, all those mantles can be on women. But also, women are called to just serve in different areas. It could be, you know, serving babies in the nursery, mm-hmm. holding them in your arms and praying for them. It could be serving in the marketplace where, you know, you are on a work site and you're ministering the life of Jesus in the work site. But a lot of women will say, I would love to be in ministry, but I've got a 9-to-5. Well, guess what? That 9-to-5 can be your mission field.
That's right.
So in our network that we have founded, we have women from all different mountains of influence, all different walks of life. It's so mm-hmm. beautiful. Why don't you share some of the mandates these women have, because they're so varied?
Well, we've got women who are in the family mountain who understand the importance of sowing into their family and raising up the next generation to be a generation that is, you know, bringing the kingdom to earth. We have women who are on the government mountain, judges, women who are on school boards and impacting policy and, mm-hmm. and law. We have women who are in the marketplace, and you mentioned, you know, the fivefold gifts, Patricia, and I see where those fivefold gifts are for more than just within the church, and that women are actually operating in apostolic, prophetic, you know, pastoral, but it's not within the four walls right. of the church. They're taking it out into those different mountains, yep. the marketplace, and they are building, they're prophesying, they're decreeing into these different positions and mountains. And they are taking the territory that's yep. given to us. It's ours to occupy.
It's just beautiful. One gal in our network, in fact, we have a few models, professional models yeah. in the network who are taking the arts and entertainment mm-hmm. mountain. And I just love her testimony, Miranda Nelson, yeah. because she was called by God. She had no professional training, mm-hmm. but the Lord said, I want you to go to an agent and sign up as a model. Right. And so she went to the agent. And when she first applied, he said, I noticed that you are not open to doing lingerie or bathing suits and that. She says, yeah, absolutely not. And he said, well, you're going to lose a lot of money by not signing up for that. She says, I'm not in this for the money. He says, well, hello, what are you in it for? And she says, I'm in it to be an influence. Yeah. And it struck him, right? Mm-hmm. I thought, an influence. Wow. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to raise the bar of righteousness, of love, of purity within mm-hmm. that industry, because there's so much pressure for women to compromise and to just, you know, be taken down the tube because right. of what they're called to do. And sometimes they're threatened. If you don't do this, you're not even going to have a career. Mm-hmm. But she trusted God. And you know what? She has been in magazines like Bazaar and Elle and some of those big name magazines. God opened the door for her yeah. as a kingdom ambassador. Yeah. And she's taking that mountain with That's intentionality. Right. And it's so exciting to see what God is doing through the women in the network. You mentioned the family mountain. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times I hear from mothers or grandmothers saying, I'd love to minister for the Lord, but I'm looking after my grandchildren, or I'm raising children and I'm at home. Well, hello.
Right.
That is such a huge mountain right. of influence. And we've got mothers and grandmothers that are influencing the world mm-hmm. out of who they are, taking that family. We have someone that I met at a Woman on the Frontline conference. We were just in the breakfast room together, and she was telling me that after her husband died, she was asking the Lord, what do I do? She was an elderly woman, and she lived close to a school. And the Lord put on her a desire, a mantle fell mm-hmm. out of heaven, and it was to go to the school and offer her assistance for anyone that needed someone to look after the children after school until the parents got home from work, many single families. And she offered to do it for free.
I love it.
And she had so many children come to her home, and she would love on them. Mm-hmm. She would serve them milk and cookies. She would help them with their homework and introduce them to the love of God, the Word of God. And the family started to come together. She was taking that family mountain. Mm-hmm. She was looking for creative waves. We have someone on our team who's reached out through the family mountain to be a dance instructor in our community and is meeting mothers and then had, you know, inviting the mothers into her home. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is amazing how the kingdom of God is advancing. And it's like, we just have to get this redefined, this whole ministry word that is so scary to so many. But if you're a woman, you are called to serve the Lord. You're a handmaiden and you can. We're going to be right back after this message, but want to encourage you to get the book Arise. It is going to be a liberating message for you. Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine because your light has come. This is your hour and there's prophetic impact through this book. I mentioned earlier in the program about our Women in Ministry Network, of which Dr. Michelle Burkett is the director of, and it is how rewarding, right?
Oh,
to see
man.
Women come in. And you know, many women, they tell us like, I've never had covering. Mm-hmm. I've never even had pastors who believe that women could minister. Mm-hmm. I've never felt connected. Mm-hmm. And so our network offers all of the above. So did you want to share a little bit about the network?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, we have an amazing apostolic covering that's over the network that even I've received many testimonies of women who say that when they have stepped in and joined, that they immediately felt a shift from just stepping under that apostolic covering.
Right.
I receive communication from women of how the network has so impacted their life to feel for the first time for some of them that connection mm-hmm. with other women and the lack of any kind of competitiveness, but it is an atmosphere of celebration of championing each one of these women. And for me, it's like, you know, wow, what a rich green pasture I've landed in, because every one of them are so unique and so beautiful in how they've been created and the different facets of the different calls on each of them. And they all just come together to create this beautiful gem.
It's so awesome. Yeah. It's like we get to see before our eyes, like flowers open up. And it's so beautiful. And we'd love to invite you, actually, if you feel that you want to set your life apart for God and make your life count in whatever area, like we said earlier, it could be in your family, it could be in the marketplace, in business, and in arts and entertainment, media, education, whatever realm that you want to serve in, God is looking for kingdom ambassadors, but you don't have to go it alone. You can have a support group that's with you. Mm-hmm. And we have so many intercessors in our network too. So we have a Facebook that women in our network have access to, and only women in the network. So it's a place where women can even say, I need prayer for this. And it is phenomenal. Like, you might want to share the miracle of the family that had a family tragedy, and the connection of the network was like amazing.
Well, and that testimony could actually be repeated several over and over and over again. Yes, we had a member in the network who did. They had a family tragedy where her mother was killed. And they were actually on their way to see her mother and father when this had happened. Mm-hmm. And she posted on the network, hey, this has happened. You support us. We're in crisis. And when those calls go out, man, there's something in my heart that just swells when I see all of these women who are just, boom, they're on it, you know, and they're like, we're with you, we're praying,
and they make decrees
and they prophesy, and it helped get this woman and her family over a very traumatic hump.
Totally. It is amazing. And even people on site that lived in the area where it was happening, able to go and be with them in the crisis. It was just awesome. So what happens when women join the network is that they are put into a group
right.
where you have raised up leaders so that mm-hmm. they are, and we try to get them in geographical areas.
As much as possible.
As much as possible.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that really makes our network a unique network, Patricia, is that we really are about the connection.
Yeah.
And it's not just having a name on a piece of paper that's a list
exactly.
of a network, right? Our heart is we really want to walk with you. Mm-hmm. We really want to know what's happening in your life. So in order to help facilitate that, we have group facilitators, and we do try to make it as regional as possible. And these group facilitators help us stay in touch yeah. with everyone.
Amen.
So they reach out, they connect, they contact, they have their own conference calls that they have. I was just right. a part of one last night, and they had a beautiful Bible study where they were just all
this
sharing
awesome.
Together.
Yeah,
and
there's
praying
so
and supporting it. Yeah, it's
I
beautiful.
Love it. You know, because, you know, women need to be cheered on, and they need to be with people who understand them. We've had like a pastor's retreat with women on the front lines, and a lot of women in the network came because they said, we've got issues as a pastor, because they're pastors, that we can't talk about with just mm-hmm. anyone. But through the network, they found people that they could connect to. And same with some of the people working the government mountain.
Right.
It is a lonely mountain. But when they find other people in the network that are connected mm-hmm. into that mountain, it's beautiful. And we've got people who are in government position and in the justice system and people who are making a difference. So it's really awesome. What else is offered in the network for them?
There is opportunity for ordination.
Mm-hmm.
And there are classes to take with that, and then you apply for ordination. But we just had our
yes,
annual ordination ceremony, and we ordained 25 women.
25 women.
Yeah.
Because we are about equipping, making
right.
sure that you're equipped for every good work. Mm-hmm. And so when they apply for ordination, they go through certain courses, which put such a great mm-hmm. foundation in their life. In fact, it can actually be worked towards an associate degree in supernatural ministry as well, every course that is assigned
mm-hmm,
for that.
Right.
And so it's just fun to watch people grow, even in their understanding mm-hmm. of the kingdom of God.
Right.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So there's so much in that way. And as what was mentioned about the apostolic covering, oh my gosh, when I shared this vision with my apostolic leaders, which was like people like Bill Johnson and Che An and James Gall and Randy Clark and others, they all said, you've got to do this. And they agreed to cover, as well as Chuck Pierce and Lance Wallnau and Mark Sharona, Iverna Tompkins, Joy Dawson, Heidi Baker.
Right.
That's the apostolic covering.
Right.
They said, we will bless the women in the network.
Right.
So in the spirit, mm-hmm. you have such a big covering, and so that we can arise. And, you know, also we're able to mentor. I know that you do this so well, you know, because of your gift mix. But sometimes women need to be helped and groomed and even gently encouraged to come into alignment in areas. And
right.
it's so beautiful, even that process, to make them a better minister.
Yes. You know, our heart is to see every woman come into the fullness of everything that they are.
Beautiful.
And, you know, that also deals with things of character issues at times, you know, and we want to be really clean in
mm-hmm.
all of that. I was saying to someone the other day, you know, definitely there's treasure inside, but we want to be able to present the treasure without it having to be cleaned off a lot.
Right on.
You know, that it's just able to be accepted as treasure.
Right on. We want to encourage you that if your heart is to serve God, to minister, that's what minister means, to serve. If your heart is to serve mm-hmm. him, then you might want to consider joining the network, because it'll breathe life into you. It'll catapult you into greater dimensions of kingdom anointing. Why don't we finish up this segment with you making that decree over the women today?
Well, Lord, I give you the right to direct my life, and I will trust you along the way. You will do all that you have promised, and you're going to pull it off perfectly. The Lord will appear as my righteousness, as sure as the dawning of a new day. So I won't be impatient for the Lord to act. I will keep moving forward steadily in his ways, and he will exalt me at the right time. And when you do, I will possess every promise, including your full inheritance. I love you, Lord. You are my Savior. And even in my time of trouble, you live in me as strength.
That's a beautiful scripture. Where is that?
That's pulled together from different verses in Psalm 37.
Wonderful. I'm seeing a prophetic vision right now, and it's a line. And it represents standing on the line of the past, but the future is ahead. And there's many of you that have been stuck where you've been for a long time. You're saying, I just don't think I can step over. I don't feel confident to step into something new. And so your feet have been bound to the past. But the Lord says he's breaking it right now. And he says, it is time for you to run your race. It is time for you to let all the chains go that have held you back and to run with fervency the race that is set before you. The Lord says it is time to arise and shine because your light has come. And the Lord says, indeed, I have released assignments over you. I've given you sword in your hand. I've released mantles into you. So take that word. Take that word. Let it be your word and run forward into new beginnings. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.